570-5855 in Salt Lake County, 470-5855 in the Provo area, and in the Ogden area, 670-5855. And we are here with Commander Hatton, who is my special guest. We have Harv on the line, on the Weber-Davis line. Good afternoon, Harv. Evening, Harv, I should say. You're on with Commander Hatton.
How you doing, Sam?
Yes.
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm just a relative thing anyway, I guess.
Yes.
Say, I wanted to ask your guest, is she associated or does she know that Zachariah Sitchin or Neil Freer?
Absolutely.
And are we going into this photon cell around the 24th?
It depends on what your nation does as to whether or not you will pass into that photon belt.
Harv, I tell you what, why don't you listen off? The lines are not too good for hearing across on some of these circuits, so why don't you listen off off the air, or on the air, okay?
Okay, press that point, will you, Sam? That's what I can, all right?
Right, okay. Yeah, he is asking about the date that has been put out around the 24th, 25th of July for the photon belt.
The reason that I have to hedge is because it places my people in such jeopardy, and I don't give specific dates, and that's one clue that you can find from any of your so-called channels and psychics. That is a very foolish thing to do, because what we have here, although it's very difficult for you ones to understand, is that I have met with your leaders and your high military. And whether you take me seriously or not, they do. And it's very, very important to them to discredit me.
Is this
now, I can tell you from Earth's standpoint what is going on, and it is so serious that when you have a scientist discuss this material, he does so and he will tell you, I have been silenced. I have a gag order. I may not, under penalty of death, discuss the photon belt.
Now, this was a scientist that...
That came right out of Palomar Observatory. A military spokesman put there to guard the information at Palomar near San Diego. And a Michigan Institute of Technology scientist was shocked. And he said, how can you dare speak of this? We are absolutely gag ordered not to speak of this, and this is the major project underway. Now, this kind of confirmation has come back from all over. Great studies have been done in Australia and New Zealand, where I might add are the largest and most luxurious permanent underground installations for survival of the elite on your planet. That is how sure they are you're going into it. Now, some of them out of MIT have said they expect to move into it on the 15th. Others have speculated that there will be a very large military maneuver and on the 23rd you'll move into it. I'm not going to speculate. I'm just going to tell you what you could expect if that happens, and what precautions to take. And one is, I wouldn't go fly on that day because your planes won't run. And if so, you miss a flight, or you go a little bit late, or if you feel there's nothing happening, you're going to get a lot of photon energy coming through prior to that. You're going to feel a lot of energy in the air, just as they have been with these pulses in the earthquake areas. Literally, the hair stands on end. You will be picking up incredible electrical currents or pulses. Your head will ring. You'll be getting noise as they beef up these pulse systems. You will begin to pick up some warning signs. Now, the reason for the dark glasses is not necessarily moving in and having the 5 days of light or whatever. Your eyes would get accustomed to that after a little while. It will look more like fire in the atmosphere. But one of the, either the triggering or the postponing of the null time and trying to control that period, that null time, one of the plans of your elite is to ignite your radioactive belt. I believe you call it your Van something belt.
There is a belt called the Van Allen.
Yes,
belt, I know.
That. They want to set it afire. Now, it's going to take about 3 days to burn that. And when that happens, their assumption is that no craft, cosmosphere, or alien craft can come through that. And they would be able to protect their eyesight, and they can do anything they want. We're not talking about null time. We are talking about a light so bright that it matches the weaponry they were going to use in Iraq against armies, which literally permanently burned the eyes out. Light that bright. So we're talking two things. I don't say go get glasses, except that it will be more comfortable for your eyes. And if you look at those photon flare-ups, you could burn your eyes. So that's why we've said go inside and stay inside. But if they burn that radioactive belt, friends, you are going to get white light so bright that it is permanently blinding.
Now, they are trying to ignite that
yes.
all the time.
Yes,
right?
Because if they can ignite it, they can just simply drain off these all of those photons, all of those neutralized particles in that null time band. They can literally drain it right off, just consume it.
And so this then would create a panic among the population that is not enlightened to this event. And this would allow them probably to move in and create incredible circumstances for us.
Yes. Your country is completely filled now with tanks from one end to the other. And just yesterday, 17 missiles on tank cars passed through this one little town. Now, you're going to watch your railroads. Anytime you see a very large, it looks like a red barn, you know, with a cute little barn-type top on it. Those are MX missiles, precious ones, and they've got them circulating around on your rail systems. And every one of those is a target, a moving target locked in to a Soviet missile. So if you get into a battle, immediately train stops, missile comes up and is launched. But wherever it is, you can know that in approximately 15 minutes, no more, a missile is going to hit you.
It will come back right down on that
right
spot.
Right down on that spot. And if you haven't gotten that thing very far off the ground, it will hit it too. So you will have a double dose. Now, this is what your own people have thought up for you. And ones want to blame Space Command some way for telling you the truth of it. And yet, you can get it right out of, well.
You mentioned that you have met with George Bush, you personally?
Yes, I have personally.
And I presume also other world leaders as well, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
The attempt to provide disinformation and ridicule seem to be happening. The current issue of Weekly World News, which is a supermarket tabloid, features an alien with Ross Perot.
Oh, yes.
And also, the supposed alien, and also, supposedly the same alien with George Bush. Is there any validity at all to the fact that these aliens are visiting our presidential candidates?
Well, except that those are not.
Yeah.
Those are not aliens. Those are games. But
yeah.
They released the first one very soon after I and some of my own comrades visited Camp David, and we were photographed. And that was the response. They knew it was going to hit the paper. And therefore, they put forth their own phony baloney.
So evidently, George Bush has thrown in with the terrestrial forces, and he ignored what it is that you had to say to him.
I can tell you exactly what I had to say to him. I said, they're going to kill you. And I mean, I meant it, and I won't go into it much more deeply at the moment. And he said, I have too much power. They won't. Don't worry about it. You see, my name is Georgos, too. And he said, George, just don't worry about it. And I said, son, I'm concerned about it. You have done some very criminal actions against your nation and your people who have put their trust in you. And you have an opportunity here to make it right. If you come forward, you will have all the protection of the host of heaven to walk with you through it, because your nation is chosen of God to be the place. And we will stand with you, and then we will take you into safety. And he laughed, and he said, no, thanks. I believe that I've got it, and I have the power right here to handle it. And I want to tell you, he did not. And what you see ain't what you get. Keep it in mind.
Yes, I understand what you're saying, and we had John Coleman on, and George Green particularly talking about the duplicates and robotoids. And of George Bush then.
We really usually start losing listeners at that. That seems to be the hardest thing to cope with, and yet you have duplicates in cows, you have genetic restructuring, and you have duplicates in pigs and plants, and I don't know what is so shocking that you can take DNA and have duplicates in humans.
Well, John Coleman was on this program 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he indicated on a... Now, John Coleman, for those listeners who may not know him, is a gentleman who is very terrestrially oriented. He backs away from anything that he cannot see, feel, or touch. And John Coleman himself said that the technology was there to actually take the intelligence from one individual and place it into another individual.
Oh, absolutely.
And so that should give those who doubt a little bit of pause. Okay, let us, in fact, pause briefly here for another message, and we will be right back with Commander Hatton. And just a quick addendum to the new pathways commercial, since the machinery wasn't operating quite properly. I really do hope you'll stop in the New Pathways. It's a lovely store. Marty Workman works very hard to create a lovely atmosphere there. So you really should stop in, 3159 West, 5400 South. On, I think it's Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock, they have a workshop there. They call it the Enter Awareness Workshop. It's a beginning class dealing with bodily energies. You can learn to create positive energy flows, clear negative energy, and much, much more. They have a line of herbal teas there now, along with all kinds of gifts and books. And that is what you will find at the New Pathways Book and Gift Shop. Simply call Marty at 966-8352, and you will be well rewarded. And on a personal note, if you would like to inquire about advertising your particular product or service in this Open Mind program, please give me a call during the weekdays here at K-Talk. You'll find that to be surprisingly affordable, and so I would enjoy discussing that with you. That's here at K-Talk, weekday afternoons,
264-8250. No, what it is most of the ads are taped.
And my thanks to Kathy Herman and daughter Melody, who were producing the first part of the show earlier, and now S.P. Romney is standing in as a producer as we come into the final minutes, and we will now go back to the phones as we invite your questions to Commander Hatton, and here on the Weber Davis line is Joanne. Joanne, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes, I would like to ask her how she didn't you make the statement that you lived in a spaceship that was bigger than this Earth? Hello?
Yes, yes.
And you've always lived there?
No.
Pardon?
No, I have not always lived there.
Where did you live before you lived there?
Well, with many of you ones, I lived for a while in Pleiades. I originally came over on Nibiru, which is the planet that's headed back for your place now.
But you haven't lived on this Earth.
Oh, yes, I've lived on the Earth, too.
Where on the Earth?
Well, I lived in ancient Greece. I lived with the Sumerians. You name it. I mean, what do you want from me? I don't know what your question is.
In the United States?
I have lived in the United States, yes.
On the Earth?
I was at the signing and writing of your Constitution.
The reason I'm asking you these questions is because in the middle of your conversation, you said, no way, Jose. That is Tehachapi, Palmdale, Lancaster, and Los Angeles street talk.
My dear, I have a scribe who speaks English.
But that's a slang. I've moved back here to Utah for 3 years, and I've never heard a single person back here say that at all.
Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, that is street talk of Southern California.
What
and not
do you...
myself.
I have a scribe. I have a speaker, and she speaks it.
Well, okay.
I use her vocabulary.
Joanne, I have used that term myself. I've heard it. It's been on television shows and it may be street talk of L.A. and so on, but it has made its way into the popular media. And so let us move on quickly to Karma. Karma, you are on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes, Sam.
Hello, Karma.
Commander?
Yes.
I don't know if this is on the subject or not, but I would like to ask something about the shift of the axis.
Yes. What would you like?
I believe I read in the Liberator that you said at that time the shift would come and it would cross both hemispheres, and that something about the break would come down to the 40th latitude.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what down is. Is it down from the equator to the Antarctic, or would it be from the North Pole?
It would be from the Arctic down.
Toward
the Antarctic. And what we're talking about is...
The word down is what I...
Well, once again, it's like no way, Jose. I'm locked into a language that is not expressive for me.
For instance, in America, if this split comes and it crosses the hemisphere, would we be safer in the northern part of the United States or the southern?
The southern. Southern. And as a matter of fact, this is very well known, and one's of the elite.
Okay, Karma, would you listen off air, please, off the phone, on the air, because there you will hear it better, okay? I'm sorry, go ahead.
When we are speaking of this kind, this can happen in two ways. One is a total release of the planet itself. It has been stabilized. And as you have some melting of your polar ice caps, you have a melting situation, and water will always seek its lowest point, just as this is what gravity is. It is not as much electromagnetic pull or whatever you perceive as gravity, as everything will seek its own density, and water will seek the lowest point.
Commander, I'm afraid we must end it here. Regrettably, we are out of time, and we thank you very, very much for taking the time of yourself and your scribe. I know that your duties are very, very heavy there, and we appreciate this opportunity, and I hope that we'll be able to do it again sometime very soon.
I hope that we can, too, because if we could do it a little bit more often, we would get over these prove-it-to-me kinds of questions and into the worthiness of the subject at hand.
Indeed. I thank you. I honor you for your work and for that of your scribe and your efforts, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And we will be back next week. This is KTKK, Sandy, Salt Lake City.